Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Switching on the Carrie and Tommy podcast means you're about to get a true taste of fun. Tonight for dinner, switch it for salmon with Tassal Tassie Salmon. It's Tasmanian for salmon. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
I reckon I'm sitting at about a 3 out of 10.
Oh, why?
I've just been sick for like a month now.
You have. If you cough one more time.
Oh, mate.
Maybe you've got whooping cough. I remember having that once. 90 days you cough for.
Kids got
90
that.
90 days.
90 days. And I didn't know till near the end of the 90 days when everyone around had hated my company.
90?
And I went to the doctor and they said, you got whooping cough.
I'm only about 35 in.
Oh, God.
I'll be dead. Get my obit ready.
You certainly won't have a job anymore because that cough is so annoying.
I know. You know those coughs where you know stuff's coming up.
Oh,
like you can hear it.
Oh, it's all rattling.
Rattly.
It is, but that's better though
anyway,
than just
mine's
a,
not like that.
That's better than a, you know,
no, this,
like a.
This, sorry, people are probably curious now how I cough. I'll do a little cough for you. Yeah. This is how I cough. That's how I cough.
Or so. This is how it sounds.
That's not true. That's
hot.
Not.
What's coming up on the show today?
Sorry, I've just got to get one more out. So much is coming up
all
on the show.
All the noises that come out of you are all the same. I remember that.
Hey, that's my queefing noise, and I'd appreciate it if you don't do that. No, it's mine. It's my one. What do you mean? It's mine. So, I'm next.
Tomorrow or
I'm next? No, something happened. Hey, I'm next. Carrie, I'm very interested what this about the story you're going to bring us. It's cool. When did you forget your pants? It's not my story, it's yours. So we're going to do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I got home from work last night and walked in the door and was saying goodbye to the nanny. And as we walked out, she said, oh, just one extra thing. Addie's school just wanted to let you know that she didn't have any pants on today. And I was like, what? So, yeah, she wasn't wearing pants. They had to give her some pants. I'm like, but I dropped her at school. Like, I thought she was wearing pants.
Yes.
And then I was like, how is she not wearing pants? And then I remembered back to, I mean, it was an interesting conversation to have because it's just terrible parenting on so many levels. And I'm thinking of all the things that they're thinking at the school, like first day of school and why has she got no pants on?
So when you've got no pants on, does that mean you've just got a nappy on?
She doesn't wear nappies anymore.
So,
she would have just had undies, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if she even had undies on. She had, I was told she had no pants on. And what I've gone back, thought back through the process that happened in the morning. And when I put her little shorts on for school in the morning, she was chucking a hissy because they were too big. And I just said, fold them over. And she folded them over. And she said, still too big. And I said, you deal with it. And I walked off.
You deal with it.
And I thought she would. And she did.
Yes, she did.
She just took them off.
Yeah.
And then when I saw her next, which was downstairs when I was making her breakfast, she had on her like oversized hoodie thing that she wears to school. But it's Evie's old one, so it's a bit too big. So what I think has happened is that the hoodie goes like right down to just above her knee.
Yes.
And I just assumed there was pants
there was
and shorts on underneath.
Yes.
Anyway, this morning I did a full investigation and I went to the culprit, that is Addie, and I discussed with her why she thought she'd go to school with no pants on.
What did you forget to wear to school yesterday?
No.
Stop putting the food in your mouth. Come here, I want to have a conversation with you. What did you forget to wear to school yesterday?
My shorts.
Why?
Because.
Where did you leave them? You said you left them on the path of the way in.
So then she proceeded to tell me a story that is absolute BS about she took them off on the walk into school. I walked her into school and she did not take
her. I love the idea of her just strolling through the streets, removing, just throwing shorts into the
neighbor's garden. Just like her mum's removing items as she prances into work. Anyway, it has amused me so much. And then I said to her this morning, you know, you have to wear your pants to school. And she said, no, they gave me pants. I'm like, I know, but they don't want to give you pants. pants every day. You need to keep these shorts on.
But that's pretty smart. She could get a whole new wardrobe.
No, because then we had to wash them and return. I mean, I didn't, but we had to wash them.
Do they still give out, like, whenever... Do they still give out the you've peed yourself pants?
Pants, yeah, they've got them at Kinder too. Yeah,
that, and because ours used to be parachute material, and it was always such a walk of shame because you'd hear someone would leave class, and then you'd hear this whoosh, 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 which means only that someone's pissed your pants, and you need to wear the I've pissed myself pants.
But I wanted to know on 13 10 60 when you've forgotten your pants. You know, life's busy sometimes, and sometimes you just get to work, and you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, great.
13 10 60, when did you forget your pants?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, because your favourite tune at the moment is coming up very soon. Little Lizzo.
It's either that or Elton and Britney.
Oh, Tommy's favourite tune, sorry.
Yes, I love it.
Which makes me love it even more. We're talking about when you forgot your pants, because Addie, my three-year-old, went to school yesterday, no pants on, and I did not notice, and I walked her into school too, and I was only told at the end of the day the school would like Addie to wear pants to school.
Oh, God, everyone's such stiffs these days, aren't they?
And when I asked her about it this morning, this is what she had to say.
What did you forget to wear to school yesterday?
Stop
putting the food in your mouth. Come here, I want to have a conversation with you. What did you forget to wear to school yesterday?
My shoes.
Why? Where did you leave them? You said you left them on the path of the way in.
Angela, when did you forget your pants?
Well, it wasn't actually me, it was my son. So I think he would have been about maybe 10, maybe 11. And he's got changed into his track pants and everything for footy, taken the tracksuit pants off. Obviously, the footy shorts have come off too. Luckily, he was wearing a pair of skins underneath, but he kicked 4 goals playing footy. So the family joke now is that every time he plays footy, he's got to forget his pants, so he kicks 4 goals.
Just as well he had his skins on. Could have been a lot for the... junior footy.
I remember when satin boxer shorts were a thing.
Oh, so gross.
And
Mr. Men ones, remember them?
Yeah. Yep. And I wore my new pair of
anyway.
Satin boxer. Yeah. That,
does anyone still wear satin boxer shorts?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
No.
There's no way you do. 13, 10, 60 if you do.
Well, I wore them to play cricket and then forgot.
Why?
I was like, I just wasn't thinking because I had my new satin box shorts. And as you would know, they don't hold a box in very well. And so then, so I'm trying to bat with one hand as I hold my box over my junk with the other hand. G'day, Danielle.
Hey there, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. When did you forget your pants?
Well, I was getting ready for work one day, getting the teenagers organised. I have my shirt on, my work shoes, got the car, and I look down and I still have my puppy dog pyjama pants on. And neither of the teenagers had bothered to actually tell me that I was still wearing my pyjama pants.
That's so disappointing, though, for me, Danielle, that you didn't get all the way to work. Like, it's just not so fun that you realised as you got in the car.
Well, we only live 90 seconds from home. We have our own takeaway shop, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Surely if you have your own takeaway shop, you can just wear your PJ pants whenever you want, can't you?
Oh, a few of our customers do, and let's just say some of them are just not, so, yeah, shouldn't be worn in public.
They'd be wearing the silk boxes,
yeah,
those
absolutely.
Customers.
Is it a fish and chip shop, Danielle?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the takeaway shop in Wodonga.
That's the dream.
That's my first gig.
And Danielle, shop. I've always thought that chicken salt should replace salt as the standard salt. How do you feel about it?
I do like chicken salt. We have a good salt. But the thing is, the chicken salt is actually suitable for vegetarians. So how much chicken is actually in chicken salt?
Oh, who cares? It tastes amazing, but there's never
been chicken in chicken salt. It was made for rubbing on chickens when you cooked it, Danielle. What's
made for seasoning, yes. There was a guy on the TV the other day actually talking that he was the first guy to bring it
to
Australia.
See you, Danielle.
Why? Are you being... Danielle was fabulous.
Yes,
you were so rude.
I didn't mean to be rude.
Why? She had to listen to your fact about why chicken salt was created. She had something she wanted to tell you.
Do you want to go back?
I don't, but I don't mean to be so rude to her.
No, I didn't.
Okay, from Danielle to Daniel. Good luck, Daniel. He's in a mood.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good. When did you forget your pants?
When I started my new relationship.
Is that
that a joke or like is there an incident?
Oh, no, it was a joke.
Can we get back to Danielle?
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, and we have a trip to paradise to give away.
It's 7 o'clock, yeah, it's fish 30.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to beautiful Tasmania.
Turn up the burner, let's celebrate. Ooh, ooh. We're in Tasmania and the salmon on our plate.
Carrie and Tommy's Ready Steady Salmon.
Switch it for salmon tonight with Tassal Tassie Salmon. Protein packed and loaded with a delicious burst of omega-3 in every bite. Tassal, it's Tasmanian, the salmon.
How fun's this going
to
be?
Oh, and before we go any further, because big thanks to Keith for providing the vocals for the track.
Oh, Keith sounds amazing. Yes. Man. Is Keith coming to Tassie with us?
Yeah, I think so. We'll have to check his avails.
You could be coming to Tassie if you are listening, because we are taking our beautiful listeners to come down and experience everything that Tassie has to offer, and also to taste our food, because we both love to cook.
Yes.
And you thought, why not have a cook-off with amazing Tassal salmon?
Yes. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, of course you, because everyone will be like, oh my God, Tommy can cook. He's so amazing. And I'll like sweat for hours over the stove and you win. So anyway, but I get to eat the amazing salmon and get to see beautiful
Tasmania.
Oh, you're
going to eat my food.
So it's a win for me.
Oh, okay.
Not eating yours. Hey. I know what I'm making and mine's delicious.
Winners will score return flights, 4 nights.com, an island cruise, salmon tasting. They'll try our dishes, plus hampers on your return.
Come and have some fun in Tassie with us.
If you would like to win, carrieandtommy.com.au, go and register now. Switch it for salmon tonight with Tassal Tassie Salmon, protein packed and loaded with delicious burst of omega-3 in every bite. Tassal, it's Tasmanian for salmon.
Such good food down there.
Because up next, there is yet another venue in this great country of ours, which I can no longer go back to.
What, and
I'll
get kicked out of?
I'll tell you what.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'm back in the kitchen. I'm cooking. It's been a while.
What's brought you back? Boredom.
Loneliness, I think.
Well, it's a healthy way to get out.
Empty heart. Yeah, I'm trying to fill a hole in my heart with delicious
food. With ravioli.
Yes, that's
why
right.
not fill the hole with tortellini?
Yes,
what better way?
I agree, because I went the whole hog last night because I needed chicken thighs with the skin on, and the supermarket didn't have them, but they did have whole chicken legs, and I thought, I'm a butcher now, right?
Oh my
I completely
God.
Forgot.
Did you have a big, what do they call them?
A
Not
big
a
cleaver?
What's the big cleaver, yeah.
No, I had quite a blunt knife that I ended up having to...
Sharpen?
No. I ended up having to stand back and whack it against this as hard as I can until I heard the bone snap between the drumsticks and the...
So much hard work. You got too much time.
But then I also didn't realise, because when you see the chicken leg in the pack, it looks like there's just a drumstick and then there's a thigh and you'll just be able to pull those things apart. No. The thigh's full of bones.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
That's why there's a thing called a butcher.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, so then for the recipe, I was meant to have these, I just had these full of bone bits.
I saw what you made, though. It looked delicious.
Yeah, it looked
better. You posted it. I mean, it looked very different to the actual recipe.
Yes.
But it still looked delicious.
Did. Apparently, I burnt almost every part of it.
Oh,
but that's okay.
Like your heart.
What, burnt?
Shard.
Shard. Hot?
Cold.
Cold. Yeah.
But my dinner was quite hot.
Yeah,
why are you agreeing with this, Jess?
Because it's
fun.
Why is
this turned into a pile on? Yeah, that's fair. It is quite fun. Well, not for me, obviously.
Mate, you need no sympathy. And you're not getting it from around here.
Anyway, this recipe was from, I got two new cookbooks yesterday, and that was from one of those.
The strangest cookbooks.
Well, so this one, I actually wanted just a normal book, and I went to buy one, and there was nothing, the only thing I saw that I liked were cookbooks. And so then I'm like, well, I'll just get a couple of cookbooks. And then I went to a cafe to have lunch, and I was reading a cookbook. And this one I've got is called Pasta Grannies, and it's so cool. It's this woman, and she travels all around Italy and visits different grannies, and she finds their favourite pasta
Amazing.
Recipe. And so it's full of pictures of old women and pasta, right?
It's great.
Heaven for you.
It's great. And so I was sitting down in a cafe just reading a cookbook, and then the waitress came over and she said, "Oh my gosh, what are you reading?" And I got
Do you remember
in.
The last time that happened?
Oh my God. Oh no.
Remember what you were, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It was called Strange and then a Rude Word. And it was confronting.
The stories of older women too around Italy, yes. But they weren't cooking, they were doing other things.
Yeah, they were still making stuff, babies. And so I was sitting there and she said, "What are you reading?" And I got embarrassed that I was reading a cookbook because I was like, is this really weird to just be out in public reading
at a cafe reading yeah, a cookbook?
Yeah, at a cafe reading
the
a
fact
cookbook.
That you took it with you too, you didn't just find it at the cafe.
No.
It was your purpose to go read your cookbook
yes.
at the cafe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I wanted to read past the grannies at the cafe.
You're having a mental breakdown.
I think I might be because, oh, maybe I can add it into the midlife crisis.
God. No, but this is more like it. This is the reverse midlife crisis we've been talking about, reading past the grannies in a cafe.
Well, she said, "What are you reading?" And so I said, "Past the grannies." And she said, "Oh, is it a cookbook?" And I still don't know why, but I was too embarrassed to say yes. And so I said, "No."
What did you say it was? It looks like a cookbook.
I can't wait for her follow-up question because yeah. I think I know what
like
it is.
It looks like a cookbook.
You're about
pasta recipes on the front.
You're about to get it because I said no, and she said, "Oh, what's it about?" And I said, "Oh, to be honest, I've just started it."
And, what, like a novel?
Well, that's what I was trying to trick her into.
Have you looked at the book?
And then she goes, "I know, I'm aware, I'm aware." And then she goes, "Oh, can I have a look?" Yeah. And I said,
"Exit, run."
No, I said, I hadn't even ordered yet. I'd ordered a coffee, and I said,
"No, I've got to go."
No, I said, "Oh no, look, I'm actually just getting into it, so I'd rather just crack on if you don't mind." And then I had to sit there pretending like I wasn't flicking through recipes and pictures of old ladies. And so I spent ages on the first two pages of this cookbook, which are just pictures of old
but
women.
Also, if she walked past to get yeah, take your order, yeah, she could see how are you holding it.
So I hooked it right up. I stared at this one picture of Doris over here.
How's Doris looking?
Mate,
isn't
stunning.
Doris the one that went up to space yesterday?
Sorry, I've just plucked the most old
Doris
lady in there.
R.I.P.
Oh, well, give us a sound effect, Jess.
Can't do that anymore.
13, 10. So I just decided I can never go back to that
you
cafe.
You definitely
again.
Can't go back. 13. She's telling all her friends about you, weirdo.
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
13,
she's
10.
Behind the counter going, "Why is he pretending
oh gosh,
he's not wearing a cookbook?"
I hadn't seen the back cover.
Yes, it's ravioli being made is the back cover picture.
13, or she's 10, got that at home and she knows exactly what it is, but she was just being polite.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Why couldn't you go back to the cafe?
Carrie and Tommy. Happy Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 13 1060. Why couldn't you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at a cafe and I was reading Pasta Granny's, a cookbook, and I got embarrassed about reading a cookbook. When she asked, "What am I reading?" I said, "Pasta Granny's," and she said, "Is that a cookbook?" And I said, "No." And then she said, "What's it about?"
What I want you to do is I want you to go back to this cafe and I want you to give her a very long, interesting story about what Pasta Granny's is about.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it up. Just tell her it's the long-lost tales of a woman who, you know.
An Italian nonna who joined the mafia.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the monastery.
And hid her drugs in pasta.
Yep.
Yours is joining
them up
a
in
monastery. What's going to happen then in yours? Bloody hell. G'day, Meg.
Hello. How are you guys going?
Yeah, pretty good. When could you not go back?
So I was working as a barista and a Tinder date came to my work to want to have a date with me. It was all good. And then he walked me home and then confessed his love for me. And then he just felt like he could never come back to his favourite cafe.
Hold on. So, okay, you met him on Tinder and then he rocked up in person.
Yeah, to my work.
And had you been with him before?
No. We're just texting.
First time you saw him was at work. And then first date, he says he loves you. And what do you say?
I was like, cheers.
He definitely should never go back.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I also think, Meg, is... Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but isn't rocking up at someone's work when you haven't been out on a date with them a bit much?
It's a lot. I don't think that's the bit much bit about that story.
Yeah,
though.
You're right. It's the love thing,
I love
it?
You. What? Good on you, Meg.
G'day, Philip.
She was still there or not?
Hey guys. Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, so just in the line, ordering some coffee and.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. We're back. Something we can't put to air there. So.
Prince Philip.
Which bit did we don't allude to what he said that we had to dump, Ned?
He's king now.
Did you? What? Did that? Him?
He's not.
No,
no.
He's
that's
never going
no
back one to that cafe.
Although creepy enough to be in the royal family.
Yeah, Jess. What can't you go back to? We can't go back to Philip, but what can't you go back to?
Hello, you there?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, Jess.
We're there. Jess. What's happening? Talk to us.
It's not a cafe, but I can't go back to my favourite shop because I bought a clock, took it home.
It sounds dangerously like what Philip said.
I was what watching happened the hands go by and
hold
didn't
on
realise that it didn't have a yep minute hand. So I was looking at the hour hand thinking, oh, my God, it's not going, like it's broken. It's not going round, you know, for that minute. I even chimed it. Took it back to the shop, and then they're like, no, it just doesn't have a minute hand.
That's a bad clock, Jess.
Also, is there clock shops still?
Oh,
was this
in
the
like
1800s?
It was just like a decor but, shop, and there was like a wall clock for my kitchen.
So, Jess, you know how it doesn't have a minute hand?
Yeah.
It's not a clock.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, which means the time game is coming up. $8,700 on the line.
Not just that, I have the secret to happiness. I've had it passed.
Are you give it to yourself?
I've had it passed. Well, you just gave it to Sonda then. I'm going to reveal it to all a
great
bit later in the show.
Great. But up next, I got up to something this morning that was so peculiar.
Did you?
And I'm still not sure why I did it. But you know when you're in the middle of something, you're like, I either have to back out or commit? I committed. And
great.
I'll tell you what I committed to next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Post Malone and Doja Cat, that is I Like You. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
So does current Tommy ever make decisions without, like, and not really think about what future Tommy's going to feel?
I've never thought about future Tommy. What do you mean? No.
I'm always thinking about future Carrie.
Yeah, I know. We're quite different, Carrie.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, future Carrie wasn't thought of much this morning.
Do you, okay.
What?
Well, because you know they do that, what's it called? It's called delayed gratification, and they do those experiments with kids about it. So they will say...
Like the marshmallow, you can
yeah,
have
exactly
three
right
now. No, one now one or now three or, if you can
yeah
sit and look at it for half an hour.
And they can never wait. Yeah. I have the same responses as a little kid.
Is that right?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely wait for the three marshmallows.
Nah.
I just sit there.
The world could be over by then. And then you won't have had a marshmallow.
Gosh, it's such a different perspective, isn't it? So this morning I drove into work and I was running very late and I couldn't find a car park and I was getting stressy. We had a boring work meeting to get to right on. I knew I couldn't be late for it. Anyway, as I pulled in, I was like, where am I going to park? And then having driven around like 10 times, I was like, there's a park. It was like a gift from God. I was like, look
was
at that park. It's opened up right next to the elevator, ready for me. And I came in with such speed,
oh, no,
swiveled in turn, and I missed a fire hydrant by about, I reckon, half a centimetre. It lined up right next to my driver's side door, ooh, like right there. And I was on top of the world. I was like, made the park, didn't scrape my car.
Of course.
Winning.
1 week where you don't have
winning
to call Toyota and say, I've banged up another one.
And then as I gathered up all my bits, and I've always got so much stuff that I'm carrying.
Yes, you do. You've got to have your hair.
I've got the Serengeti ponies. Yes. I've got like, you know, bags and changes of clothes and bras and all things that make my life so fun. And as I went, I was like, oh, And I was like, how do I get out? Because the door was now right next, like, right, like, look how close it is. How close? How close is that?
Oh, bang I on. Know that spot.
Yes, it's because about 5 centimetres from the door.
This is not, I've nearly done the same thing in that same spot.
Have you?
Yes. Because, so when you said fire hydrant, sorry, I was picturing one of those ones on the wall. But for
what is it, a sprinkler coming out of
like
the wall?
It's like one of those industrial ones that just kind of juts out. An underground car park.
So then I sat there for a second, remembering I'm late as well. So I'm scrambling, my brain's scrambling. So then I wound down the window and I threw out the stuff that I had to carry out and dumped it on the ground. And then I climbed out of
Did
the
you?
Driver's side.
Why didn't you go over and get out the passenger side?
So here's the thing. So I climbed out the driver's side window. And then I was like, that was so dumb. I could have just gone outside the passenger side door. But anyway, I was out and I was free, fine. And then I was like, how do I wind the window back up? So then I put my arm back in to wind the window back up.
Why didn't you go down? Why didn't you go around the passenger side door?
But I couldn't get it all the way up because obviously my arm was stuck in there. So then I was like, go around the passenger side door. All of this took far. I should have just found another car park. Anyway, but then I didn't have time to think about future Carrie, right? Because future Carrie was going to need to get back into that car at night. So current Carrie should have reversed and found a new park. Instead, when I finished the show, the project, and you know how security walks me down and they walk me down and then it was only when we got to my car, I was like, oh, that's right.
Oh, no.
Going through the window.
And then I thought, which one looks weirder, climbing in through the passenger side door or the window?
I can answer.
Yep.
Climbing through the window looks far weirder.
But on the driver's side.
It's far weirder. Okay. Because so you've still got to get in and open the window and then walk back
around.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. I was smart. I went through the passenger side door. And the look on his face as I clambered in again with all my stuff, because I've got days worth of stuff with me again, and I dumped it in and then I got on all fours and then I had to climb over the little middle compartment between two chairs, plonk myself in the driver's side door, passenger, whatever it is, driver's side seat. Yeah. And I sat there and I thought, I made that unnecessarily hard on myself. Like, why? Yeah. Why did my rush brain not, why did current Carrie not think about future Carrie?
Was there a little bit of you testing out, do I have what it takes to rob a bank?
No, like, I was interested to know how flexible I still was.
Sorry, we're saying the same thing, because when I say rob a bank, I'm picturing Catherine Zeta-Jones flipping
what
over
I
those lasers.
Like. Only just a bit more clumsy.
Only getting out of a Toyota in an underground car park.
But it made me laugh so much, the fact that I went through the window. And I thought, there's so many times when you can't get a door open, or you get to work and you're like, how am I going to get in? You have to go up and around and through.
You're having trouble thinking of other examples, aren't you?
Help me out, people.
Yeah,
maybe
are there
you have to
times?
Climb through the window. I'm sure there's other times
there
you
might
had
be.
To climb
there
through a window. 13, 10, 60. When did you have to clamber through a window?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. Coming up very soon, Tommy has the secret to happiness. But right now on 13, 10, 60, when did you have to climb through the window?
Yeah, I ended up in a very unfortunate situation that I was in complete control of, that I didn't need to be in, and I found the perfect part, running late for work, just missed the fire extinguisher that was coming out of the wall by about 10 centimetres, parked, felt so proud of myself and realised I couldn't open the door, so then I had to climb through the window to get out to then go to work, only to realise how was I going to return later that day.
Back in the window.
No, I went through the passenger side door where I should have gone the first time. Morris, when did you have to climb through a window?
Well, actually, I didn't have to. I was driving home listening to your story and I couldn't stop laughing. I had my wife come home one day with exactly the same story. She had this massive bruise on her leg. I said, my God, what? And she told me the exactly same story. I said, you're joking. I said, why didn't you just reverse out and reverse the car in on the other side?
Oh, my God, Morris.
So
That's genius. Where were you, Morris? In my car this morning.
Well, I just couldn't believe it because it's the same story as my wife, except she smashed her leg on and had massive bruise.
What's wrong with them?
I just looked at her and I was downfounded. I said, why didn't you just reverse back out again and reverse the car in? Simple.
Yes, but because Morris, if Carrie had to reverse out and reverse in, she would have smashed that car.
No, I'm a good driver.
Sure,
I don't have accidents.
Sorry, I didn't know what story.
All
we
the time,
using.
Occasionally. Yeah. Not in this one, this car I haven't.
Haven't you had one in this one yet?
I've had one for about a month. It's been good.
That's
no, I haven't. I've had it for years and
I was
I'm
still
good
impressed.
Driver.
I was like,
Michelle, when did you have to climb through a window?
Okay, so I locked the keys in the house.
My husband was like 45 minutes away from where I was. It was raining. I'm like, how am I going to get in the house? So I started going around the house trying to find an open window. And the only open window I could find was our bedroom window, which is the staircase to the front door goes up to the window. But I'm not a very light woman. And I'm like, it was too high for me to just climb up normally. So I'm looking around the house. I found like three logs on the ground. And I was like, brought them up, stacked them up on each other. And I thought, oh, God, this is going to end really badly.
Yeah.
Got up on it. So I'm half in the window, half out the window. The logs have like completely gone from out underneath me. I'm like, right.
Oh, my God. So you couldn't step back down.
Get in or I'm going to be stuck here. Anyway, managed to wiggle my way inside the window. Don't ask me how it happened. But the funny thing is we have a camera at the front door that looks down on the steps. And my husband's watching me on the camera.
I'm sure it made him love you even more, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, thanks. Just stand there and laugh at me. That's great.
What about Mustafa? Mustafa, what story have you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
That's good. So I finished my day on site. I was doing a night shift, so it was around 3 a.m. I've gone to put everything in my boot. So I haven't unlocked my car. My car's locked. I open up the boot. I put all the stuff in, and then I've closed my boot, and I've realized I left the keys inside. Ooh. And then so I'm there. I go back inside, try calling the locksmith at 4 a.m. It's not going to get you anywhere. So I've... I met a security guard there at the shop. It was a shopping center, so I met him there at the shopping center, and he's helped me. He's given me some like you know, like those glass breakers. So I've
little mini hammers kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, the ones you see on buses and stuff. So
yep.
I've tried smashing the glass. I kept going at it, and then I realized that it wasn't breaking. It's pretty tough glass. And my back windows have that small window at the back, so it's got the big window. It's got that little small one.
The little triangle one.
Yeah, the little triangle one. So I ended up getting a knife. I cut out the rubbers around the window, and I ended up popping out the window somehow. It worked out. Like it took me about half an hour. Mm-hmm. Then I've reached in, and I've finally opened the door and whatnot. And ended up getting my keys because my back seat come down. And yeah, now I don't have a back window still after 6 months.
I could have backed out, reverse, turn around, and come back in this time.
Mate, you could have driven to another state.
Great tale, Mustafa.
G'day, Riley.
Hi. So it wasn't me. It was my 75-year-old auntie. So we were driving to my son's christening, and she was in the back seat with the baby, and we were running really late. And so my husband parked the car, and she said, "Get the baby, run inside. I'll come in a minute." And we're like, "Okay, good, good." We ran inside, forgot that the back doors had child lock on them. And so my 75-year-old auntie had to climb through my car to get to the front of the car to then get out the front doors of the car.
Is she nimble still, Riley?
Not exactly.
I'm sure she's not listening, Riley.
It's also good practice for attempting to break out of nursing homes in a few years' time.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Run country for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So much to come still on the show.
A famous person's getting a tat of their ex removed. I didn't even realise they had this written on their body.
Really?
Big mistake.
I mean,
never
I can't.
Get a tab. Well, actually,
I've got five exes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Or take your approach and just keep adding.
Just add to them. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry that is
your body.
Our life. because I've got bad news for unhappy people, great news for smokers. Oh. Next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. $8,700 coming up in the time game.
Ooh, because you told me you want to live a very long life.
I do. I want to be here for a long time.
Well, that is
a good
why,
time, but a long time.
That is why I'm here to help you, because, of course, famously, you like to smoke the reefer.
Yeah, I do.
Suck back on a bit of that jazz cabbage that's going
as
around.
As opposed to you who wants to live a short life if you keep talking like that.
Oh, don't worry. She'll have a few tokes. Forget she threatened me. It's fine. I've got great news for you, because
yeah.
Did you know, I've been looking up factors that decrease your life expectancy.
Okay.
And I
like
always
heart disease and...
That's something that kills you. So factors that decrease your life expectancy are things like not enough sleep.
Oh, my God.
Right? And so that...
Is this a segment to depress me? Are you just going to tell me all the reasons I'm going to die a lot earlier than I think?
Like, this is great news for you. What do you mean?
But I don't sleep.
I know. That's temporary. You'll get over that,
okay.
Right?
It's been a good 15 years.
Sitting too much?
Oh, my God. I sit from midday till 8 p.m.
Do you floss your teeth?
No.
Yeah, not flossing your teeth, actually.
Is that right? Because gum disease leads to heart disease, and heart disease will kill you.
So, yeah, that's... Sorry, your factors are going down.
How many years are they shaping my life?
Being pessimistic is one. I'm optimistic.
Glass half full, you? Always.
Yes. Even the fact that you thought that one bit was enough to bring your life expectancy
back up. I'm done. I'm living to 100 again.
Here's the thing I did not know. Being unhappy cuts your life expectancy more than smoking.
Oh, my God.
Yes. They studied 12,000 Chinese adults.
12,000's a big sample. It's a big study.
There's a lot of them over there, Bickers. And they said that having a poor mental state, so feeling lonely, hopeless, and having restless sleep, can shave more than a year and a half of your average lifespan.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, Zonda. Oh, my gosh.
It's my smoker's cough. I've given up.
Zonda,
life or smoking?
Yeah, I'm unhappy too.
Yeah. Then take up, because smoking makes you quite happy, doesn't it, Son?
It does, but it makes me smell bad.
Yeah, okay. That's confusing.
How many years of your life does smoking smell bad?
I'm just looking to see if there's a smell bad on the list.
No, I didn't realise how antisocial it was until I stopped, and I think I said to someone, like, oh, that smoker smells disgusting and they're gross. And they were like, that was you. But because I couldn't smell it on myself. Maybe that's why I don't have friends.
There's a few reasons, you know.
But that's not what this segment's about. We're trying to
turn my
keep
mic
us all
off,
alive
Jess.
Longer.
No, I'll stay there.
No, I'll stay there because we're about to tell everybody how we can live longer. So we're taking up smoking.
So all I'm saying is here. So smoking cuts lifespans by an estimated 1.25 years in comparison to if you're unhappy, 1.65. So if you are like Sonda and you're weighing up between happiness and smoking, light up your cigarettes.
What if you're both?
That's the message.
Is that the message? If you're both, real bad. Real
well, that's
bad.
Only 3 years off your life.
No,
if you get
to
88 and you get to 85, well, it's much of a much.
I reckon there's compound interest here.
Is there?
On. Yes.
Yeah.
And you sit too much and you not socialise too much. Yep. Worry too much is so hard to add to the list.
Especially after you've told people they're going to
die.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little coming up after 5 o'clock. 5 seconds that could change your life, guys.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
So I had no idea that Paris Hilton's dog was missing.
What do you mean? I didn't know that either.
No, but now that I'm all about lost dogs, because I discovered there's rewards available.
Of course. How much is she offering?
Well, here's the thing. $10,000 US is what she's offering to anyone. Her dog went missing. Diamond Baby is its name. It went missing. Diamond Baby. Mid-September. And she offered a $10,000 reward. Here's the interesting bit. She wanted to up the reward, but was told not to by her security team because they were worried it would put her life in danger.
Oh, I
thought like a ransom.
I thought you were going to say because it then encourages people to steal dogs and then give them back for money.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, my God.
She said,
for those of you asking, I was about to raise the price of the reward to a crazy number, but my security team said not to because that would put my other dogs and myself in danger as they might become targets for some sick creep, Tommy, that might try and kidnap them for a reward.
Me? You're the one that said, great idea, like that. Great
well,
idea.
Now that I've discovered all these rewards for dogs. Anyway, no hope, no Diamond Baby yet, but she has been seeing a psychic on a daily basis, and the psychic giving her hope.
I'm a little heartbroken and devastated.
I saw you said, like, you talked to some mediums, and they said, like, Diamond Baby's still out there.
We're speaking with really credible mediums and pet communicators. Who have solved cases and found animals.
Yeah.
And they all say that she's alive and that someone has her and that she's safe. So that's why I'm just trying to raise as much awareness if someone's seen her walking on the streets, anything. Like, I've been dying without my dog. It's been almost 3 weeks.
Is credible medium an oxymoron?
I reckon it is because, I reckon it is.
Anyway, good luck to you, Paris. Hope you find your dog.
I feel bad for the mediums that aren't even credible. Like, imagine being in the world of charlatans and you're not even down the credible end. Like, you went to one of those dodgy mediums.
I also didn't know there were pet communicators.
Oh, mate, is everything.
I knew there was pet detectives, but I didn't know there was pet communicators.
I pictured pet detectives then as...
Jim Carrey.
No, I pictured them as dogs dressed up as detectives trying to solve crimes.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He's no longer with Kim Kardashian, yeah? But he's got tats of Kim's, all of her kids and her.
Oh, my gosh, did he get all of the kids
as
well?
I think so. He got all their names.
Wow.
Very premature.
What a sticker book of regret.
I know. Apparently, though, he's getting one removed. He's been spotted on set of his new series
just
that he's doing.
One of the kids?
No. The one he didn't like
very
much.
Yeah, I didn't actually like them.
No, the one he got of her. Remember he got one of her that said, my girl's a lawyer?
No, of course I didn't remember that.
He got a my girl's a lawyer tat. Yeah. And was it on his neck, I think? Anyway, he has been spotted filming his upcoming comedy series. Is it Bupkis? Is that what it's called?
Mate, I don't know anything.
He had a bandage on his neck and everyone's saying it looks like the bandage you wear after you've done tattoo removal.
Does it?
Yes. So out with the lawyer and in with the whatever he's going to go to
he
next.
Couldn't he just hope he has
another lawyer?
A child that then gets into law.
My girl
in 30 years, this tattoo could still be good.
And some sad news for Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Looks like they are. There's been rumours they're heading for divorce for a while. Apparently she wasn't happy that he's gone back. You know how he retired?
Yeah.
And then he's come back to the game and apparently that caused friction. Yeah. Anyway, they've both hired divorce lawyers, so it looks like it is on like Donkey Kong.
I mean, don't they both just have the most money in the world? Like,
yes, but that isn't that harder to divide?
Does this mean Tom Brady's going to have to play football for even longer now?
No, I don't. No, it also means Gisele will be back on the market, so.
Oh, I thought.
If, yep. Yeah, what? Yeah.
No, I thought you meant he's going back to the catwalk. That'd be great.
She could, yeah.
Yeah, okay, pervert.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, we've got some Tassal salmon packs to give away today.
Damn, what for how?
Celebrating World Salmon Day. It's coming this Saturday, guys.
Oh my gosh. Bickers, what are you doing to celebrate World Salmon Day? You dressing up again?
Yep.
Yeah. And what do people have to do to get these?
All they got to do is call up and play this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$8,700, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
5 seconds is all you need, and it could be. Would you say that's a life-changing amount of money, Beckers?
$8,000. I could pay off an entire credit card bill and let you start
also
all over again.
Or if you let it all
or
ride,
for Tommy.
If you let it all ride on a quaddie, whew,
that's
you could turn eight into
that.
Quarter of a mil. Anyway, a potential quarter of a mil. Don't gamble. Don't gamble.
Don't.
Just play the time game.
Yes.
Next, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, oh rhyme, banana, banana, for rhyme, beep, rhyme, oh rhyme, time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
And today, guys, everyone who plays gets a salmon pack from Tassal Salmon.
Salmon pack.
No, you can't.
Salmon. You
like
actually
dump that now.
You actually, fact. You
Did
actually
fact.
Yeah, you okay, actually great. Fact up.
It's a
that,
fun pack.
That saying
of salmon.
Yeah.
Should we go to Chris? Chris, do you want a salmon fact?
Oh, I'd love a salmon pack, please.
Tassal salmon pack.
Flying close.
I'm nervous.
Chris, you know what you have to do. You just say stop if exactly 5 seconds is up. Sorry,
yes.
Exactly 5 seconds is up.
Right on.
Then 8-7, 8-7
what
is yours. I don't know.
I think Tassal's thrown us out. It's all this thought of salmon.
Oh, my God.
Just thinking of them all flapping about
in my head.
I love my salmon.
Yes, a good, well done, well, Chris.
You've got a salmon pack.
You've got a salmon pack. You've
no, don't
got
throw
a salmon
them all
pack.
Thanks to Sal.
I'll give her another one.
You can have two.
Right.
Chris, are you ready?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, my Lord.
Chris, just as well you got the salmon pack because you certainly didn't get the cash.
Oh, you threw me out.
I thought that was
so
pretty
quick.
Good.
Too quick. I don't need to start counting. Okay. Jesse, how quick was that?
3.92.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oop, kicked her out the moon door. G'day, Kevin.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Jesse, have you got anything for Kevin?
To sell salmon pack to celebrate World Salmon Day, mate.
You said salmon too many times.
Can't say it too many times, mate.
Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yeah, definitely.
Start.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So I don't know if you've ever seen I don't know, Kevin, if you've ever seen a ferret try to dress up as a salmon.
Oh my god.
But at the moment,
Sal are gonna love it if this is when it goes on.
We have been playing this game for 87 weeks and never have I seen Jesse throw his head back in such a motion that it almost didn't, but almost knocked off his fake salmon head that's perched on the top of his actual head.
Ugh. Kevin, did it feel good? I mean, I hope, Kevin, you don't get the money because you don't deserve it because you've given us nothing, Kevin. Nothing.
Oh, well, maybe I got some salmonella. But...
Oh, well, that doesn't help with our sponsorship, does it?
Kevin's backy for me. I like it.
Sorry, I just finished night shift. So. Yeah.
No, that's all right, Kevin.
Carrie, I don't know if I still care. Jesse, are we giving Kevin $8,700, a life-changing amount of money?
4.89.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Good on you, Kevin. So close, but
too
so
late.
Far.
You can't do that.
What?
You can't go, thank God. Good on you, Kevin.
Yes, I can. I can do whatever I want on this show.
Okay.
Bryony.
Am I going to get kicked out the moon door?
Are you there, Bryony?
Hi, Carrie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well.
Hi,
what
Tommy.
Am I? Oh, hi, Bryony. Thank you. That was nice.
I didn't forget you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, Bryony, what's your tactic here? Because Carrie always wants to know, do you count in your head or are you just going to feel it out with your gut?
Cat in my head. One good. Cat and dog. Two cat and dog. That's the plan.
Well, the ferret doesn't like when you mention other animals.
No, I prefer a salmon
today.
Two salmon.
Bryony, are you ready to go?
One salmon in the Mississippi.
Shut up,
Jesse. Bryony.
Is he now getting kickbacks from Tazar?
I don't know. I didn't even know about this bit of the sponsorship, and I think Jesse's just done it so he can get his own salmon pack. I didn't even know ferrets ate salmon.
Love it.
Bryony.
That really is a good
pal. Bryony, are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Start.
Ooh.
Quick.
Oh, what did you think, Bryony? A bit too quick.
Yeah, a bit quick, I think.
Okay, I mean, I must be off because all of these have felt pretty good to me.
Jesse, was it close or
five?
Ooh.
Oh!
0.94.
So far.
Out the moon door. Yeah. G'day, Paul.
Nah. Sarah, are you there, Sarah?
Hi, yes.
Good on you, Sarah. You've done better than Paul so far by simply saying hello. Sarah, you know what you have to do. You've got 5 seconds. If you get it right on, $8,700 is yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Now that felt
look at that
attitude
from the salmon today.
I don't know what it is. Did you forget to fillet the salmon before you've stuck it over your head or something? What's happened?
The bones digging in.
Yeah, so they're digging into the back of your little skull there. What's happened,
Jesse?
No, mate,
nothing wrong with salmon. Salmon's the best.
Yeah, we all have to toe that line. We understand.
Producer wants us to kick her down the Sam Moon door.
I've had enough of the salmon stuff. I reckon that producer can stay out of it. It's not helping the current problem we've got. Sarah, if you won $8,700, would you change your name to Salmon for us?
For $8,000, yeah.
Wow. Oh, God. She's going cheap.
Jesse, how did Sarah go?
6.27.
Ooh.
Celebrate World Salmon Day this Saturday with Tasal Salmon and the Time Game jackpots next week.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner. Like Tasal Salmon, switch it for salmon tonight and get a true taste of Tasmania with a healthy boost of omega-3.